Here's our new intro.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Tech Smith, Steve Mix, and Luke Wilson. You are now entering the Mega Car.
Luke is back.
Hey, let's go.
Let's do this.
Hey, I'm fired up right now, man. I got good vibes about this podcast right here.
I'm just happy it's regular Luke and not Cyber Luke.
Yeah, what, Cyber Luke's a dick.
What's Cyber Luke? Who is Cyber Luke?
We've created.
He's been doing bad things to your name.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he's blowing us off. No, he hasn't. Saying mean things to us.
No, he's not.
He's a terrible human being.
Steve's the owner of his team on Madden.
Yeah.
And Luke held out.
Cyber Luke said no. Yeah. I offered him. I backed the truck up for Cyber Luke.
And like, Cyber Luke was unhappy, huh?
I mean, serious coin. Like, this is like one contract set for life. All of Cyber Luke's family is set for life. He comes back. He goes, I need more guaranteed.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I like the money. I like the money that we're talking about. I need more guaranteed. So what do I have to do? Play a game, and then I could come back, and now I could renegotiate.
The game within the game right there.
And you know?
Steve's not Belichick. Like, he doesn't just send you away because you want more money.
No. Look, I'll lock you
too
in.
Too soon.
I was like, that's a timely NFL joke.
Yeah, that is good. That is real good.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
Yeah, I got a slight confession, man. I felt like last time I was on the MegaCast, I wasn't on my A game.
All right,
but tonight I'm on my A game.
I feel it already.
You look good.
Yeah, I'm fired up, man. I'm a little anxious. You know what I'm saying? I kind of feel like a boxer going into the ring, even though I have no idea what that feels like. But
is any part of that competition? Since me and John Ryan are BFFs now,
a little bit. I was a little sour when I heard the news today. You know, I got it from a third party. You want to talk about Cyber Luke being mean? What happened to our boy Ted over here? He can't even tell me he's coming to my work. I got to hear it from someone else.
Human Ted just shows up to the VMAC. Doesn't let Luke Wilson know.
That's f***ed up. Sorry.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, it wasn't a long time. I wasn't emotionally in there. I was just in and out.
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel any better.
Doesn't it look like his beard's getting redder as we talk to him?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, gingers, man. It's
contagious.
We stole two souls that day.
Yeah. Does that joke get old to you?
No.
Really?
I'm only a half-breed, though.
Okay, because like the Luke, I am your father joke got old when I was probably like 12.
Did you see there was someone with a sign?
Someone in New Orleans.
Okay, someone's in New Orleans dressed as Darth Vader, has a sign that says, Luke, I am your father, and then ghosted behind it, it says Wilson, but they spelled Wilson wrong.
Wrong. I know. I was like, God, bro. You were so close.
Spelled two L's. How do you screw that up if you're dressed as the freaking guy and you made a...
It's a great
question.
You
know what? You already cursed. Made a f***ing sign.
That's pretty bad to make a sign specifically about a player and not spell his name right.
Yeah. Right. Get it right.
Yeah, I felt for the guy a little bit. I felt for him.
I didn't.
I mean, I felt for him, but I was also like somewhat glad.
Human Migs is mad.
Human Migs smash.
You know, before we forget, Ted, I don't know if I could do these push-ups, but I certainly will try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got a bad knee. I'm just gonna sit this one out again.
Lies, lies.
I think that's the right call.
Luke took a bicycle here from Renton.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
He skateboarded. He's fine.
He was skipping on the way in.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how I do it. We were outside on the deck. He's like, let's play hacky sack.
Magical healer.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Suck to Bob.
Yeah. Shout out my guy. Healer Bob. I'll change him to Healer Bob. Healer,
I like that better. Yeah. That's more.
Nice.
That's deeper than being a doctor.
Better connection.
Yeah.
But good luck with these push ups, guys.
Yeah. I'm going to need them because
I'm a spiritual healer.
I'll be over here.
Yeah. I'm just a bad influence. I'm not a healer.
No, you need some healing.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Rub this ass, Ted. Make me feel better. No.
I mean, if I need my aqua to flora, but I can help you out.
All right. Why don't we just get 10? Let's get the heart rate.
It's getting weird in here, isn't it?
The blood pumping and the brain
functioning.
Oh. Let's do the new Metallica.
Oh, I like that.
Have you heard the new Metallica?
I have not, but
it's awesome.
I'm feeling it.
All right.
This is all Metallica month.
Yes. Ooh. It's mandatory Metallica. Let's get 10.
All right.
Oh, this is going to be rough.
Yeah, all right. All right, here we go.
One, two, three, four, five, six,
Yeah, easy.
Oh, it was a little hard getting up.
You guys might have to hit. You might have to move it to 15 next.
You know, one day we ran here.
Says the guy sitting down on his ass.
Yeah, that was.
Yo, you guys look good. Let's get 15 of them.
You got at least 5 more in you.
For sure. You know, the form was too nice there, number 10. You want that form to kind of slack a little bit at the end.
I mean, I guess I could tuck my elbows in more.
Oh, no, you nailed it. You nailed it.
I'll take it, a pro. Uh-oh.
TED Talks.
There we go.
Starring the Tech Smith.
Ted, I'm a little loose on the board today.
I could tell.
All right.
Today's TED Talk, coming off a massive day I had yesterday, is just hustle. We always talk about getting your mind right and this and that, but also take those opportunities. They come along. Stay on the hustle. I did 2 podcasts yesterday, a 4-hour talk show, and a blog.
Look at you.
I like that.
Hustle day.
You're a man of all, man that wears many hats.
I am.
Many hats.
Then I went home and celebrated with Miller Lights.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was like, that's a hard damn day of work.
What'd you have for dinner?
I had some brown rice and chicken.
Oh, that sounds healthy.
It was. But then you know what happened to me later in the night?
You ordered a pizza?
No. A friend of mine had been like, here, take some Halloween candy home.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
I told you I'm a bad influence. You guys are healers. I'm a bad influence.
Come on, Steve.
You want chocolate? I got some.
Although, this is a crucial thing, though. This is crucial. What kind of Halloween candy was it?
Yeah, Butterfingers.
I had a Butterfinger, a Reese's Cup, 2 mini crunches, and some Nerds.
Yes.
Solid. It's solid.
Gobstoppers.
Yeah, okay.
It's good stuff, man.
It says a lot about you, Steve.
That's right. Yeah. I take this stuff very serious.
Oh, it's all brand name stuff. Okay, no knockoffs in there.
No.
You didn't slide any safety pins in any of them or anything like that either?
No.
That's good. That's good.
The only thing funnier than people being like, yeah, there's razor, there's not razor blades in the kids' candy. But on Facebook, there was this post going around. It was a bunch of ecstasy pills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, don't let your kids eat these. Oh, some people are slipping them in there. And I was like, first of all, to anybody that does that drug's not giving it away. Second of all, those are pressed pills. Those don't even exist anymore.
So it was the whole thing is fabricated?
Yeah.
For a story?
There's I think one instance once of something being in somebody's candy.
I want to know who the fabricator is. I understand comes from the media, but who's the guy in the media that's like, yo, we're going to make this BS up and go with it?
Well, it's like the other day, somebody was telling me about, oh, did you hear about the guy who has a chainsaw and he dresses as a clown and shows up to all those haunted woods where you have all the clowns with the chainsaws?
Yeah.
And he's just taking people out, but they think he's just a funny clown that has a chainsaw that doesn't work, but he's actually killing people. I'm like, there's no way. And the guy's like, no, I heard about it. I read about it all on Facebook and in the news. And I'm like, Snopes it. False. Yeah. Somebody makes this crap up because they want to see it grow.
That's disappointing.
And people just that's what they do. It's fear. Now, if you want to talk about why you'd have a fear of your children getting candy, it's from the malls, dude. They want you to trick or treat inside in their malls.
Oh, we got a little conspiracy theory right here. I like that.
Then all of a sudden, the malls open later that night.
Yep.
They have sales.
Mom might need something from Target.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So it kind of goes back to corporations, big corporation.
Follow the money, brother.
That's hashtag Jill Stein.
Dude.
Yeah.
When you guys were growing up, I know when I was growing up, we didn't have candy stands at the mall. That's just absurd. You went house to house, right?
For sure.
Yeah, you went house to house, and then if you were lucky, you could hit another neighborhood and hit all those houses.
Yep.
Bro, hustle, just like the TED Talk.
I've been on the other side now. I saw a kid hustle. He showed up as one of those crash test dummies to our house.
Yeah.
Hooked him up with candy. No less than maybe a minute and a half later, a new kid shows up who's a crash test dummy not wearing his mask. It's a whole new costume.
Same kid?
I look at him and he looks at me. I'm holding Lulu in my arm. So I'm looking tough with my 7-pound Malty, Sean. And I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. I go, you were just here, weren't you? He's like, yeah. I'm like, take whatever you want, man. I respect that.
You're a better man than me. Yeah. See, when I had that, I remember probably end of elementary, beginning of high school, I started handing out candy with me and my brothers. And that was our treat was kind of I don't want to use the term bully, but
mess with them.
Yeah, mess with some kids that were come back twice. Because my mom was one of those ladies, I don't know if you knew this, but or if you guys know anyone like this, she was the only person on the street that would buy full candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
So it was
the guy across the street did it from us.
Yeah, so there's always
made our candy look like nothing.
Yeah, there's always one person, and it was my mother growing up.
All right.
So we'd have all these big time candy bars, the full version of it. So me and my brothers would sit out there and be like, all right, first kid who comes back for two, we need to kind of razz him. So when I hear that story, I thought you were about to say I exploded on him. Like, get your little punk ass out of here, kid. But well, you're a nice guy.
Yeah, I was all about it. I enjoyed that. That was the hustle. My wife, on the other hand, is what you're talking about. This is great. So this family comes up, getting the candy. There's like a whole bunch of kids. Our house was awesome. Like, we had like probably 200 trick-or-treaters. It was insane.
Damn.
At one point, there was no joke, and that was when, Ted, you called me, and I couldn't answer. There was about 20 kids outside of our house, like as if it was like a scene from The Walking Dead, but instead of zombies, it's kids that want candy.
And they're same all
just,
different.
Yeah, I mean, right, it's the same show. And they're all just like, candy! And their hands are out. I'm like, this is like candy apocalypse. I'm loving this. But later on, family comes up, bunch of kids. The mom like interjects and goes, I'll pick for my kids. And my wife looks and just pulls the bowl of candy away from this woman as she's about to grab candy.
Yeah.
My wife goes, nah, the kids can pick, and puts it in the kids' face.
Good and they, for her.
Yeah.
What do you mean she'll pick for her kids? Like,
because she's probably picking candy that she wants.
Right, you're like, it's all candy.
Right?
It's not like you're like, where are the raisins?
Dude, you don't get to pick on Halloween. That's not a thing.
No, if a kid wants to pick, my wife and I were talking about it. Yeah, well, go ahead. If you really want that Reese's peanut butter cup,
I thought
Ted,
it was up to you. And you dish out
you know
what I'm
next
allowed.
Year, Halloween, yeah. Migs, I'm going to have to come and police you.
All
man.
Right.
All right, no
we're
one gets
falling
to pick.
Apart.
And
we're
there's no
apart.
There's no double dippers either.
Dude,
all right?
Dude, I'm in too.
I was about to say, let's mega cast for my house on Halloween. We'll just sit on the stoop and we'll just lay the smackdown.
Yeah, and you can like slide the scale a little bit on generosity based on the humor you get from their costume.
How much are we given per person on average?
Handful.
We're talking about fun handful. Size.
I'd say like 2 to 3.
Like, see, I was leaning towards 3.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Is that like
you got a big hand, bro?
Bro, you're talking about like 7.
I would say 5 to 7.
All right. Let's get my bowl of candy and let's see how much a handful is for Luke Wilson.
Yeah. All right.
All right. You got it. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, 5 to 7.
This is the A game that we're talking about.
We need
with this podcast. What other podcast is having these kind of competitions?
This is a serious thing, man. This is serious. If you're gonna, I'm assuming you're gonna be in this neighborhood for a while, you need to learn these things.
Dude, we've got many years
to
pay.
Lay of land.
Yeah,
you know?
We're stuck there.
You made some rookie mistakes this year.
Dude, we dropped the ball bad. I'm letting kids have come back.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing here? Should I video this?
Oh, no. That's it. Yeah, right here, right here. That was a good one. That was a good one.
There we go. All right. All right, let's do one more for the website.
All right, you ready?
Crap, hold on.
Uh-oh, technical difficulties.
And, all right, now we're going to see how much a handful is in Luke Wilson's world. All right, let it down the ground.
All right, I'm going to... One, two, three, four, five... Oh, six. No, six. Five, six.
There's seven.
Eight. And there's...
Eight?
He's giving out 9 pieces of candy, bro. Oh,
yeah.
We can't have that. 9 candy per kid?
Yeah. Fill the bag up, man. You want to fill the bag up.
But what about the other kids? You're going to run out at this rate.
Dude, you need to get a copious amount of candy. It's Halloween.
We had that happen once.
Oh,
no,
that's
twice, 2 years in a row.
I mean, it sounds like a horror story.
It was the worst. We're getting low on candy, so I had to go run to the store.
Like, can I have some candy?
Yeah, I was like, we need to get this bowl out of here. Steve, look at this thing.
Wait, you had to run to the store on Halloween?
On Halloween.
Was it still open?
Yeah. But you know how hard it is to find candy?
I bet.
I had to get a bunch of full-size candies. I dropped probably like $70 just to get enough candy to bring back home to supply these kids.
All right, I got an idea for next year when we're patrolling candy duty. What if we get like a couple boxes of full-size ones? And whether we pick out, if a kid's cool or he's got like an awesome costume, bam, we hit him with a full-sizer.
Every kid in a Ghostbusters costume would have got that this year.
Yeah.
All right.
Kids in Ghostbuster costumes is adorable.
This is a little older, but another one, this isn't a kid thing, but if there's any like maybe middle schoolers that are out trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I saw a few Pablo Escobar from Narcos when he's like standing by the pool and he's got his shirt tucked in and like the P. Carroll shoes on. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Bro,
I was like, dude, that guy, good for him.
We saw AJ Francis, your old teammate, our buddy. He was rocking the Narcos look for Halloween.
That's amazing.
I saw it on his Twitter.
See the two little kids that were Juan Batista, the Texas player, and the
I did and Odor. Like it was Jose Batista and Odor.
Jose
Batista.
Yeah,
yeah. And it looks like the kid's punching the other kid.
Yeah, that was
good.
Like,
that's phenomenal.
Still my favorite was last year, and it's stupid, and it's silly, and it's just a little kid in a dumb costume, but I thought it was awesome. He had a bunch of boxes attached to his body covered in tinfoil, and he was an actual homemade robot. And I was like, that beats every costume I saw.
It's pretty good.
Did you ever have homemade costumes?
Yeah, a little. Like, makeup. I made myself look like Kiss and cut a bunch of stuff to look like Peter Criss from Kiss.
One year. It's kind of a sad story, but one year we took empty, like, big brown boxes, and then we painted it brown, wrote Hershey's on it, and then I tied two strings to it and just wore it. Like, I was like, oh, look, I'm a Hershey bar.
That's amazing. I kind of like that.
Right?
Would have given him a full-size candy if he showed up to the house.
I would.
As a Hershey bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really would.
All right, why don't we take a break? We never accomplished anything.
I'm putting the candy back.
All right.
Well, can I have one more? Can I have one more?
Take as much as you want.
I still need to eat dinner. Having all this candy in front of me is bad.
So, Luke, what's your choices? I can't see.
Crunch. Crunch.
The Crunch is the one?
Yeah, that's my go-to.
Crunch bar is pretty good.
Yeah.
I love Crackles and Mr. Good Bars because it's only once a year that you ever get them. You don't see Crackles and Mr. Good Bar in the store.
You only see them in the minis that you buy at Christmas for your stocking.
Just so you guys know, if you ever go to Canada, you have to get an Aero Bar, A-E-R-O.
What is that?
I don't even know how to describe it other than pure greatness.
It's kind of like trying to describe Tim Hortons.
I would almost take it above Tim Hortons.
I've got to go to a Tim Hortons.
Oh, dude. You haven't lived.
What do they call the little donut holes? I keep forgetting.
Timbits.
And here's the best part. The kids that play hockey.
Yeah, Timbits hockey.
They call them Timbits because they're the little kids.
Yeah.
Timbits. I don't know how I feel about that.
Wait until you have a Timbit, and then you'll be changing your mind.
Yeah.
Right, but they're little balls, and we're calling them Timbits?
Yeah.
Yes. This is a serious matter here, guys. No laughing, all right? No laughing. This is Canadian culture right now.
That is the pride and joy of Canada.
Yeah, for
almost
sure.
Almost more than Gretzky. Timbits.
I would say that it's kind of shifting that way.
Do you know what they have you ever had Dunkin' Donuts, the Munchkins?
Yeah, of course.
It's Timbits.
Nope.
I get what a Timbit is.
Well, they are. I agree they're better. But it's basically it's a Munchkin on steroids.
Maybe. I'm not sure what it is, to be honest, but I know that they are some of the greatest tasting foods you'll ever have.
You don't have to convince me. I'm in for Tim Hortons.
I would almost go Canadian delicacy. No, I wouldn't go that far.
Ted, you're going to eat it and you're going to like it.
I love these bits.
These Timbits are the best. All right, why don't we take a break when we come back? We got a bunch of stuff. I've got a ton of... Ted, I feel like we might have to bring back the Michael Irvin audio. Now we got Luke here to get his feedback on it. All right, well, maybe we'll do that next when the Megacast returns.
If you need to step away from listening, I suggest you hurry up and run. The Megacast will be back.
Prepare your car for colder weather with Valvoline Pumpkin Spice Motor Oil. Valvoline Pumpkin Spice Motor Oil provides maximum protection against viscosity breakdown, and it smells like a Yankee candle. So if your engine's running a little hot, get the motor oil that meets the toughest requirements to protect your engine and make the person driving behind you crave a big old stack of pumpkin spice pancakes. Valvoline Pumpkin Spice Motor Oil, now with premium synthetic autumnal whipped cream blend.
Ted and Steve are motherfucking star boys. The Megacast is back. Look what you've done. I'm a motherfucking star boy. Look what you've done. I'm a motherfucking star boy.
That one's for you there, Luke Wilson.
I like that. You know, Weekend's Canadian.
He is?
Yeah. One point we had...
Are you guys just trying to take over rap in general?
We had Bieber, Drake, and The Weeknd 1, 2, and 3 on the national song list.
Has Drake not been to a Seahawks game yet?
He has been to a practice. I don't know if he's been to a game.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I remember there was like pictures of him. I think it was the year you guys won the Super Bowl, and he was just hanging out. And
It was that or the next year, one of the two.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Good luck charm.
Yeah.
Is he a cool guy?
Seemed like a great dude.
And not shocking, when you guys were winning, he was there.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, I get it. I'm the same way. I'm a sports whore. So, yeah. Like, I'll go cheer for anybody. But I just like Drake's just open about it. Like, oh, this team's winning. I'm going to show up in the front row with a jersey.
You know what? Like, I know a lot of people hate on him for that. But for me, if you're not like a sports fan, like, if I'm not a big basketball guy and I were to like go to Boston, like, I would cheer for the Celtics.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I went to Portland and saw a playoff game against Golden State, and I was going for Portland. I mean, I could have cared less who won. Does that make me a bad fan?
Nah, just for Portland.
You don't like Portland?
Not one bit.
Why not?
Soccer reasons.
Just the Sounders thing.
Dude, oh, I got a great story.
I love Portland.
It's a cool town. Break. Just Timbers, come on.
I don't know much about it. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I can't hate on them for the Timbers. I don't know them, you know? I need that experience first.
Dude, one time we went and saw Fish play at the Key Arena. And Ted, myself, and our buddy Shawnee Mack, we all dressed as members of Sesame Street. So I was Elmo. Was Elmo.
You were Bert.
I was Bert. He was Ernie. And we're walking around the Key Arena. Of course, it's a fish show, so everyone's tripping their faces off.
Yeah.
And people are losing their minds over us.
It's like 3 weeks before Halloween, so we're the only people in costume.
Right. Like, we're high-fiving people. We're making, like, everyone's loving us. At one point, we're on the suite level, and we're looking out into, like, the first level where everyone's buying beer, and it's packed.
Yeah.
Somebody looks up. Another person looks up. Next thing you know, everyone's looking up, cheering us on, like...
Yeah, it was awesome.
Now we're walking around in the suites, and everybody's inviting us into their suite.
Bert and Ernie go wherever they want.
Right.
I love that.
Dude, it's like, hey, you want to do this? You want to smoke some pot? You want this? Beer is free. Everything. We end up in the suite, and these guys are the coolest dudes. They're hooking us up with alcohol. They're passing everything around. They're like, Bert and Ernie and Elmo, this is amazing. And I'm having the time of my life. Like, I'm thriving in this situation. I look over at my buddy Sean and my buddy Ted over here, and I'm looking at them, and they look pissed. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm having a great time. Why are my friends not having as much of an awesome time as me? So I look over at them. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? And they're like, we got to go. I'm like, why? Uh-oh. And then they look at me, and Ted goes, mother effing port scum. I'm like, huh?
You're kidding me right now.
And I look.
You're kidding me.
They're all wearing Portland Timbers t-shirts.
Yeah, I mean, they made a point to wear that in our town.
It's that far?
Yeah.
Your hatred runs that deep?
I just didn't want to hang out in there with them.
That's fair.
You think of a show in our town and going to wear your colors?
Yeah. That's fair. I can respect that. I honestly can.
But yeah, so I'm like, all right, let's go. So then we end up in like the owner's type suite, and we start dancing, and you can tell like what happens.
Right. So we didn't realize like we're kind of behind like where the stage was.
Yeah.
And we're dancing, and like we have on full mask, right? So we can't see anything. We're just kind of wiggling around and stuff. And every once in a while, Sean's like, keep dancing, man. You guys look cool. What we didn't realize was like the way the lights were hitting the band, we were like right behind them dancing. So the whole arena sees like Bert and Ernie. Like the next couple days on Twitter, people be like, these Bert and Ernie guys get it, man.
No, they that's a mouth. My gosh.
I'm showing the picture.
Dude, that is serious costumes right there.
Yeah.
And you're telling me guys on Twitter are just blowing you guys, pumping your tires.
Fish fans that travel and follow the band.
Yeah.
One girl's on Twitter and she's like, that was the best Fish show ever, especially when I saw Bert and Ernie dancing behind Fish.
Yeah. And everybody just assumed we should have been in that suite. Like, we just walked in and just started like dancing.
It's like the owner's suite. Like, it's the big suite.
Dude,
at the Key.
Because
we had a friend that worked at the Key, and she's like, yeah, go on in.
Yeah.
And she's dying because she just sees these three morons dressed as Sesame Street characters, and it's like kind of like a... More of a business type suite.
Yeah.
And, and people are like looking over at us, like giving us fist pumps, like, yeah, Bert and Ernie and Elmo.
Dude, that's pretty epic.
It was the best night ever.
I bet.
It was unbelievable. It was great.
That's sick.
But yeah, it was awkward. I was just that messed up. I was like, I can't be in here, man. They're wearing their Timber shirts.
So let me ask you this. Is it strictly because of the Timbers, or the Timbers attract a certain type of fan?
Oh, no, it's just the Timbers.
Oh,
like, if you're a Sounders fan, it just goes back like 25, 30 years. It's probably one of the best rivalries in all of American sports. People just don't know about it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I guess, like, for me, I understand that, but I also understand, like, there are certain teams that I don't have a problem with their team. I just don't like their fans.
Oh, that's San Jose.
Okay. So, like, every San Jose fan is like, you can stereotype them into one pretty much. They're all the same.
Yeah. Like, if there's one fan base that I'm legit, like, be careful, you might get in a fight, it's San Jose.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Was it San Jose earthquakes, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
But their supporter group, I always say this, they identify as ultras, right? Not as a supporter group. So ultras are like the, well, they're the ultra extreme of like supporter culture. So they like to fight.
I was going to say they want to be like the hooligans.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
That is pretty intense.
It is. Dude, look, you play in the NFL, you've been in some intense environments.
Yeah.
But when you go to Portland as a fan and you sit in the ECS, right? You take buses down. When you drive through Portland, they're all out front of the bars, flipping you off and everything.
Yeah.
And then when you go through your own separate entrance, you have like your own bathroom, your own section, and you like don't mix with them in the stadium.
Wow.
So it's totally like being in England.
Oh, yeah.
A rivalry game.
It is awesome. And I love talking S.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get it mixed up in anything, so I sit as dead in the middle as I can.
Yeah.
Especially as Ernie.
Oh, yeah.
As Ernie, you have a responsibility to be cool to everyone.
You do. Yeah. You really do.
Oh, yeah. And there's a rest area right before you cross the bridge. And, like, every bus has a keg on it. You're doing keg stands and everything. You got, like, 500 supporters just chanting, you know, F off, Rose City.
Dude, that's pretty epic.
It's a ton of fun, dude.
So it's like that up here, too?
Oh, yeah. It's just as bad.
I've never been to a game. It's really sad.
Dude, and the Sounders, man.
I know, they're sick, aren't they?
They have a legit shot of winning that title this year.
I get confused. Isn't there more than one title?
Yeah, there's like the U.S. Open. Right,
there's the Open Cup, and then if you're the best team in the regular season, you get the Supporter Shield, which, you know, like in Europe, that's generally how you win the league. But it's America, so we got to have playoffs.
So what is the best one to win?
The MLS Cup.
Okay, and that's what the Sounders are, you think, have a shot to win?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Which is crazy, because if you would have talked about this a couple months ago, it would be like, man, the season's done.
We were in the basement.
In the basement. They fired their coach.
The whole season.
They fired their coach this season towards the end. It's kind of like the Pittsburgh Penguins last year.
Yeah.
They fired their coach in the beginning. Like, it's not working out.
Yeah, Dempsey's gone, like our supposed best player.
Right.
He is.
Oh,
Where'd they ship him to?
He's on the team, but he's got an irregular heartbeat or something. So he hasn't played in 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, right. Well, the season was going bad, and then his heart went bad. These things happen.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
They go neck and neck together, right?
Right?
Yeah. But now, there's a very good chance they're going to win the whole thing.
That's pretty badass.
It is. They look, it's fun.
Good for them. I knew I was reading something in the paper, but then I read the headline and was like, no, I got to keep my stance. I don't read things in the paper, even if I want to read them.
So do you stay away from like all sports media?
No, I used to be in and out of it, but since the political stuff, I've decided to personally boycott all media in general.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I wish
I could. I can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like, I try and get on, I say all media, I try and get on like all mainstream media. I do go on like Twitter and try and search like different articles, but if it says like Fox, ABC, CBS, or CNN, I won't click on it because I don't want them to get my click. You know how they like count the clicks to their page?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's an absolute slant to all of those.
Yeah.
So I don't blame you. I mean, it's a struggle to find like a site that, like, you know, sometimes I'll like check out like BBC News or something like
BBC
that.
BBC News is the best.
That's
the
best one.
Vice News now on HBO too.
Is pretty.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, BBC, the PBS NewsHour.
Like I get a little perturbed. I'll say
it's BBC News.
When people are dude, Fox News is a joke. I'm like, why does everyone just have to segregate Fox News as being a joke? Like, all those other stations are a joke too, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'm not saying 100%. Fox News isn't a joke. Okay, that's not like my point. My point is that they're all, it's a conglomerate of jokes.
Fair
that's
is
the right
fair.
Word.
Conglomerate.
Conglomerate.
You're talking to two guys that are not. Oh. English majors. So
I feel like Ted's got a pretty good vocab.
Actually, I'm kind of known for messing words up, but...
Oh, really?
I could pull out a fancy one.
Okay, I got that vibe. What was the word you used earlier that was pretty long?
Me?
Yeah. What did he say? And you said you were about to steal it. We're off.
Oh, melodic.
Melodic.
I mean, that's just not an everyday word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Both have toilet paper, and every day it has a word on it, so we learn a big fancy word.
And I took a massive dump today, so I learned a lot.
You learned a couple words, huh? That's great.
Yeah, we're talking a little bit about politics stuff. Do I dare play this? I don't know. All right. Do you guys know the band Jackal?
I do not.
No, not really.
They were like an 80s metal band. They were known because their lead singer, Jesse James Dupri, could play the chainsaw. And so that was his thing.
Okay.
All right.
So he's still, of course, doing shows.
Does he play, like, is the guitar on a chainsaw?
No, he just has a, he'll be like, they'll be playing some kind of song. He goes, rah, 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 rah. I'll pull it up.
Like with a real chainsaw?
Yes. Like, it's ridiculous.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I'll find it. Let's see if I can find it.
His name sounds creepy, too.
Did you see him on Fox News or something?
No, but he might as well be on Fox News because of what I'm about to play you guys. But I just want to see if I can find Jackal. All right, here we go. Let's see. The Lumberjack is the song. Of course.
He's literally playing.
So if I go see him in concert, he's playing the chainsaw?
He's playing a freaking chainsaw.
You know what? I can dig it. That's actually kind of...
chainsaw. You gotta love it.
Yeah. Chainsaw rock, man.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
No.
People in the 80s did a lot of drugs.
You know these guys were hopped up on cocaine while writing this song. And it was probably a lot faster before they got sober and recorded it. So he's playing the chainsaw underneath this.
All right.
But there's like a part where...
That is... This guy's got skill.
I'm kind of impressed now. Yeah. It sounds stupid, but now that he's doing it...
All right.
So what did he do?
So he's being interviewed, and he decides to talk about how he hates when musicians use their celebrity status to tell people who to vote for.
I'm kind of with him on that, and I'm with that with athletes, too, but... I don't know. Is he about to crash? Or,
No. He definitely says it in a less eloquent way.
Okay.
Here he is talking about mainly Bono and Bruce Springsteen.
We celebrate the fundamentals of rock and roll every single night we hit the stage. And you know, I'll leave it up to Bono and Bruce Springsteen to write the songs that'll actually cure cancer. You know, I mean, at least they think that it does anyway, you know.
This guy's already like, Bono and...
Damn.
I mean, some of those guys have holier-than-thou opinions of what the hell they do, and they forget that rock and roll was built on two guitar, bass, and drums and a beat. So we just stay true to that.
So there, you think he's okay. He's being cool enough.
Yeah, that,
you
know. Okay.
Yeah, he stayed so true that he's still playing Tiny Little Rooms.
That's right. On his chainsaw.
I don't think the U2 fans really give two about Bono's opinion on politics. I mean, the last thing I want to hear is Bono's opinion on the United States presidency. I mean, I won't come to him and tell him what the hell they're doing wrong in Ireland. Him. When is he getting so uppity that he thinks his opinion matters in America about what he's doing? Because he don't know and he don't appreciate. He'll never know and he'll never identify with the fact that what made this country great was its arrogance. United States used to be an arrogant bunch of sons of bitches, and we were the land of the goddamn badasses. And if somebody didn't like it, you could kiss our American ass, you know. And that's why we led the world, you know. But when we started getting indecisive about whether or not we wanted to be badasses, and when we've neutered ourselves.
I don't think he's ever stopped doing cocaine, first of all.
Dude.
No. He is not sober.
He said, America is a land of arrogance.
Yeah.
What a savage, dude.
Like, are we surprised that this guy plays this chainsaw for an instrument? I got one more.
By him?
He's still going.
Now he's going to talk about Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, he hates Springsteen.
Of course he does.
My stance is not necessarily to talk politics. It's more or less to tell Bono and Bruce Springsteen, shut your f***ing mouth, you f***ing self-indulgent suckers, for getting in. Bruce Springsteen standing there, you know, you rattling off about Trump. You know, and we got two poor choices this year as far as president, if you look at it. But I mean, but again, I don't need to hear it from Bruce Springsteen. Bruce just needs to sing Born to Run and shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
It's not God.
I mean, he's keeping it real. I'll give him that.
Dude, that's aggressive.
Sing Born to Run and shut the F up.
If you don't like me saying that, Bruce, I live in Kennesaw, Georgia. I'd be glad to meet up with you anytime. F*** you. And I like some of the Bruce Springsteen songs for a minute. I mean, I'm not slagging on Bruce Springsteen or his fans, but I'm saying I don't want to hear him talk about politics.
He's in Jackal.
I don't know.
Is he talking trash on Springsteen songs?
Yeah, Springsteen's pretty legendary.
Springsteen didn't write this.
have a group of friends that drove 125cc scooters from Jacksonville, Florida, to Mukilteo.
Soldiers of destiny.
All the way across the country. And all of them, you can ask them independently, what was the worst state? They all said, Georgia.
Home of.
Over Mississippi?
I don't know if they went through Mississippi. Okay. But they just said, they're like, Georgia is awful.
Yeah, I could see that. But I feel like Georgia makes, Georgia's like paradise compared to Mississippi. I'm not trying to hate on Mississippi, but like, do you know anyone from Mississippi?
The only thing I know about Mississippi is they're very behind on stuff, but the Grove is supposed to be the best place to college tailgate.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that, actually.
And like Georgia, you go to a Georgia-Florida game in Jacksonville, it's a ton of fun, but I don't know. Sorry, Georgia, I shouldn't hate on you, but that guy's an idiot.
Yeah, that guy should not be the mayor of Georgia.
No. Kennesaw, Georgia. I'm from Kennesaw Street. I know more than that.
And I like that he's like calling out Bruce Springsteen to a fight. Like, how old is Bruce Springsteen nowadays?
Yeah.
Like, 70s? You think he went to get into a fight with the dude from Jackal?
That guy was probably pretty wasted when he said that.
He sounded hopped up on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it kept getting faster and faster and angrier.
Not talking politics. We're just talking about the fact we used to be badasses and now we're pansies.
We're a country of arrogance. Now give me some freaking cocaine.
Yeah. Make somebody else pay for it.
You got to appreciate the passion, though. The silver lining, man. Appreciate the passion.
All right. Thanks, Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, yuck it up, Canada.
Hey, got to appreciate the passion.
All right. We will get to this audio of Michael Irvin. Have you heard this audio?
No.
Oh.
All right. When the MegaCast gets back, you're going to hear and think about Michael Irvin in a completely different way when you hear this audio.
Can't wait.
We'll be back.
Nothing is going to save you from Ted and Steve's awesomeness. The MegaCast will be back. What you gonna do when the law breaks in? What you gonna do when the law breaks in? Oh, no. No. No, you don't know.
Love Jerry Seinfeld's series Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And now Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton star in Crappy Candidates in Cars Getting Coffee.
I wrote about that.
So is it President Obama's fault? Is it President Obama's fault?
Even announced.
It's a half hour of insufferable, annoying, vomit-inducing political arguments between the two worst presidential candidates this nation has ever seen.
Well, he approved NAFTA.
New jobs, he approved a balanced NAFTA, budget.
Which is the single worst trade deal ever approved in this country.
Good God. Please let that car drive off a cliff before they get to the coffee shop, proclaims everyone in America.
You have no plan.
Educate. Oh, I do.
Secretary, you have no plan.
A book about it.
That's Crappy Candidates and Cars Getting Coffee, followed next month by A Crappy Candidate in This Country Getting to Be President.
Don't stop. Ted and Steve don't stop. They get it. Bitches. The MegaCast is back.
Don't stop it. I'm on another level. Host fame bitches, they never love you. Putting on airs every like they above you. Ever looking for a brand new method. Underground pop that quit fast, isn't it? Gone, cut your pills, now don't stop it.
What does that say over there?
This is not Facebook, and I am not your friend.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
That's great. Well, so Michael Irvin, what did this guy do now?
Okay, so he was doing, I don't have the sheet in front of me, but basically he was, was he talking about the running back from?
Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay, so he was talking about how awesome this guy is.
He does look great right now. Phenomenal.
I will just tell you this. I know you love football, and I know you play with a whole group of guys that love football. None of them love football as much as Michael Irvin's about to say.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know if I'm ready, but okay.
Oh, man, I am so pumped for you to hear this audio.
It's just about pounding people into submission. I'm like, man, dude, I'm telling you, man, when I listen to this boy talk about running the football like that, it just makes me want to go in the bathroom and spend some time by myself. You
whoa!
Know? I just love it so much. Yeah, you know, them young days. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I just love it. I just love this dude, man.
What?
Just makes me want to go in the bathroom and spend some time by myself. I just love it.
I don't. I'm. I'm at a loss for words.
So
that's
you've
not
never
what I was
like
expecting.
Marshawn Lynch never had like a great run where you're like, guys, I got to go to the bathroom.
No, that thought's never crossed my mind.
Now you see what I was saying. He loves football more than anybody you know.
He's got me beat there for sure.
And you know a lot of dudes that like football.
That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I don't know. I love that radio guy he's talking to. He's like, you know what I'm talking about. And the guy's like, yeah, I do.
Well, I mean, it's Michael Irvin, so yeah. I feel like the guy just had to kind of be like, yeah, all right. That guy just got Billy Bushed.
Yes, he definitely
he just kind of had to go along
with
it.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Totally got Billy Bushed.
Billy Bushed. That's great. That's great.
I kind of think, though, I would if I was talking to him, if we were on the phone with Michael Irvin right now and he said that, and he's like, you know what I'm talking about. I'd be like, actually, no, man. Don't. That's extreme.
Yeah.
Ideally, you'd be like, Michael, that man runs the ball and makes you want to masturbate.
Just makes me want to go in the bathroom and spend some time by myself. I just love it.
I'm sorry, I don't have a comment. I'm like so lost. I don't know what to say.
It's also twice as funny as you're like a month behind.
Yeah. I had no idea.
It's funny because like here we are, the dudes on the couch that love football.
Yeah.
We are aware. We're watching all these specials. And then if we play for you, we're like, oh, I'm sure you heard this. You're like, no, man, I'm not like so sucked into that world.
I'll be trying to stay away from it.
I don't blame you.
Oh, dude, I trust me, I'm just as bad. I'm like, I don't even own a radio. I don't own a car. Like, it's what I do, but
it's like
way to go, Ted.
It's a deep conspiracy I have, but I've decided that I was watching the day. I was this weekend, I didn't travel, and I'm on the couch, I iced my knee. I'm watching the games. I'm like, okay, I'm going to look at every commercial that's on here and see which one of these is actually good for me as a human being. I'm okay. Like, dude, I feel like advertisement and media is like mind control. None of them were good. It was all like terrible food for you or some like drug that was like, yeah, if you have this problem, it'll fix it. Also will cause like, what? It's going to cause me to die? Like,
that's like the joke, though, is like all the commercials are for like fast food, pizza, beer. And then it's like, oh, by the way, does your penis not work? Don't forget to buy a car.
It's crazy.
Dude, all right, let me ask you a question. I think you can answer this one.
Yeah.
Do you guys... Like, you must tell. Like, it seems like those games take forever now.
Oh, no. I would say, for me, they go by super fast.
All right.
And you got to think, I don't know if it's the same time or not, but college football, those games took forever. Because it'd be like, college football is that, like, run and gun, like, you're having two-minute drives, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this team just scored 7 plays in 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Like,
all right.
You have a 7-play drive in the NFL, that thing's lasting 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, you guys.
Especially for us because we run the ball.
Just seems like with penalties and with the commercials, I'm just like, these games take forever.
I'm telling you, you're so like focused in as like a player. That's the one thing about the NFL. The games go by so fast to me.
All right.
I know. I'm sorry to let you down.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like, yeah, man, they do take forever. We've been talking about it.
No, you'll be sitting there in the huddle like, you're just going over things. Like, okay, what's the situation? Like, during the TV timeouts, like, all right, focus in, like, a couple deep breaths. Like, hey, we're on, it's whatever, second down, or it's first down, we're on the 25. Like, okay, and the guy will bring it, like, hey, you got 25 seconds. All right, let's go.
I have a question then, and if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. I know you about the injury. So, yeah. I don't even want to ask, like, a bunch of questions about it, but I just want to know when that happened. What is that like? I mean, the team just scores a touchdown. Your guy is lying on you. You know something bad is happening to you. Crowd's going nuts. Like, what? Take us into that moment. Like, as far as like, who comes out? Who's talking to you? How aware are you of what's going on? Like, is that just a total mind F?
Yeah, honestly, at that point, I had no idea the crowd was going. I mean, you kind of figured, but
yeah.
Like, imagine, like, an internal pop going off in your head that's coming from your knee. And I'm not talking, like, a snap of your finger. Like, there's, like, a sign of, like, a bomb went off in your knee, like, inside your head, not obviously physically.
Yeah.
But you can, like, definitely feel it, and then your leg goes numb, and I'm just, like, laying on the ground. I was hearing nothing. And, like, short on breath, like, you kind of get into panic mode a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, what did I just do to my knee? And you're
do
like,
you feel claustrophobic because you still have the helmet on?
No,
not even realize that.
I don't. It's like the whole time I'm like trying to move my knee, and initially, like, it's tough to move.
Uh-huh.
I've never had a knee injury, so I'm like, okay, is this an ACL? Like, what is this? Is it an MCL? Like, did I just do? And I like try to touch my knee because I remember Jimmy did the patella last year, and he told me that his bone was in his quad. So I'm like, I'll reach down my quad. I'm like, dude, my knee feels like it's in a normal place, like. And the next thing you know, the trainer's there, and they're asking you like a million questions. And I'm like, I was weird, but I was in full-blown panic mode, like short on breath, couldn't answer any of their questions. I'm like, dude, please.
Is it like in the movies, you know, when you see those movies and like everything just slows down?
Yes.
And it's like, you know how like the audio edit it, so it's like whoosh. And
it's
just
really
like you just
like
hear
that.
Like the water drips and the, you know.
It's really like that. I'm telling you, it's kind of trippy.
Dude,
but.
Like years ago, right? I boxed a dude on the morning show at the Emerald Queen Casino.
It was sold out. It was
awesome. But like I trained for it and stuff, but like literally the curtain opened and the adrenaline dump hit me and it's the same thing. Like it's like a blackout.
Everybody's, you don't like, hear a thing.
Nothing. People were like, the crowd was chanting your name. And I was like, they were? Like, I bet that was awesome.
Yeah. It's totally, and like, it's funny, but you say that. And like high school and college was a little different because I don't think I was like as fully advanced and probably a little more distracted. But like these games, like even coming out of the like, if we have like the offense intros, so like they'll say your name, like Luke Wilson, you come out and whatever 65,000 people like cheering. I'll get like, I'll get that for like a split second. Like, okay, that was cool. And it's like snap right back into like, you don't really, at least for me, like I really don't fully enjoy like the whole people going nuts cheering thing because you're like, for me, you're just like locked in.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, just like you said. I mean, it's like you're going into a boxing fight. Like, dude, I'm not thinking about people cheering my name. I'm thinking about how, one, I'm going to punch this dude, or two, I better not get smacked in the face today.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm going to stare this dude in the eyes and punch him.
Yeah. And hope not to get
that's
punched.
And that's what I did. You came out with the punch.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got it. Well, But, right, that's the only thing I can compare to, like, maybe with what you're talking about. It's just
very similar.
Like, right, this crowd, I mean, to this day, I can see right now, like, the curtain's open, and it's like a split second I see the people, and then it just, like, blacked out.
Yep.
This makes me want to go in the bathroom and spend some time by myself. I just love it.
I feel like he wasn't completely sober either during that interview.
He was hanging out with Jesse James Dupree?
He might have been.
So, if you're not watching anything, are you up on David Pumpkins?
I don't even know what that is.
All right, then that makes two of us.
Ah!
Ted keeps talking about David Pumpkins. And I'm like, who's David Pumpkins? Like, you don't know who David Pumpkins is? I'm like, I'm guessing it's an SNL skit.
Yeah, it's one of the stupidest, best skits I've seen in years.
What's it about?
Like, the couple's on a ride that's like the elevator, like the, you know, like all these floors of fright.
Okay.
So, like, some of it's scary stuff, and then they get to a floor, and it's just Tom Hanks in a black suit that has pumpkins all over it. And he's like, I'm David Pumpkins. I'm here to scare. And they're just like, and there's two skeleton like B-boys, and they're just like, what? I don't get it. How are we supposed to know David Pumpkins? And then later he gets a middle initial. It's dumb. I'll show you after the guest.
But it's Tom Hanks?
It's Tom Hanks.
I like Tom Hanks.
Any questions?
Yeah.
It's almost like Tom Hanks being, I don't know, like Sandler or something. I mean, that's the whole bit. It's that dumb. David S. Pumpkins.
Tom Hanks, gotta check it out.
He might be like one of the top celebrities that I'd want to hang out with.
Yeah, me too.
You keep
me
hearing these stories about just how awesome of a guy he is.
Yeah.
Like stopping to take pictures during somebody's wedding photo. Have you heard
of
that?
Yeah, I did see that. I did see that one.
Yeah. Or the time that the kid was drunk and they're like, hey, can we prop it up and make it look like you're hanging out with our passed out friend? And
he took a picture with the passed out dude.
Yeah. He's like, sure, I'll do it. I'm Tom Hanks. Or I'm David S. Pumpkins.
Well, that's the best Bill Murray story was that years ago he just walked by some guy's plate and took a French fry. And was like, I'm Bill Murray. Nobody will ever believe you.
That's pure gold.
Right?
Pure gold.
Do you have a good run-in with any kind of celebrity that's like just a funny, memorable one?
Not really.
Not hobnobbing?
Not really.
Let down.
I'm sorry.
Give me back that chocolate.
I do have one somewhat funny. I was kind of proud of my boys, this one.
All right.
But this summer, probably 3-4 weeks before camp, you know, I was actually like really focused in. Like, I was taking care of myself. I was like, all right, I'm going to pick one weekend and we're going to have a boys' weekend. I'm going to go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of my boys lives in LA. So, we go down to LA and I got hooked up with this place, which I didn't realize the type of place it was, but it's called the Nice Guys. It's in West Hollywood. And we get there and it's like, yo, no photos. I'm like, no photos. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I knew it was like
a club almost.
No, I knew it wasn't that, but I was like, I knew it was like a get in, like you had to know someone to get in. I just thought it was like a dope restaurant, but I guess it was like a celebrity restaurant. So we're in there and it's like seven of my boys from my hometown and they're like, hey, you guys want something to drink? And it's like a pretty like nice establishment. We're like, do you have like any Honey Jack here? Do you have shots of Honey Jack? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, what kind of whiskey do you have? And I'm like, I drink some whiskey here. And she names off seven whiskeys I've never heard of in my life.
Wow.
So I just pick one, pretend that I knew what it meant. I'm like, yeah, I get seven shots of that. She's like, all right. where the celebrity story is going is, lo and behold, literally the table beside us, Kanye West and Russell Westbrook walk in. And
they had to be dressed funny.
And yeah, honestly, I was like trying not to look at him. I'm like, dude, no photos probably means no looking either. Like, I don't want to get kicked out of here.
It's like, just be cool.
It's like, but I'm with like seven of my boys in my hometown.
Are you stressing?
And I'm like, uh-oh, dude. Like, especially, and we're a little like lit up. And I'm like, one of them's going to like say something stupid. Like, so they come and one of them's like, dude, that's Kanye West. Mm-hmm. I almost dropped another F-bomb.
Yeah. Good edit.
And, nice stop.
And he's like, I'm like, yep. I'm like, yeah. And I was like waiting for someone. And they sit beside us. And then my boy's like, screw it, dude. Let's take some more shots. And we just were like, I was dying because I'm like, dude, Kanye West probably sitting over here like, look at these privileged white kids right here. I hate them.
Right.
We're just ripping like whiskey shots. So I was kind of proud that like we didn't really have anyone who's too starstruck.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was really proud of my guys, but it wasn't like a story.
No, I would imagine you had to have been stressing because you don't know. All I need is that one
guy, and then all of a sudden the whole is like, dude, can I take a photo? And it's like a no photo place.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I mean, I don't know Kanye West, but I'm assuming that from his songs, when he goes to a place with no photos, he probably doesn't want a white kid from Canada asking for photos.
No, and then that would have been awkward because you would have had to have been like, you would have had to explain who you were and why you guys were there.
Yeah.
That would have been so weird.
Yeah. Sorry.
Look, like, Kanye, just to let you understand.
And Russell Westbrook, you know, top three best basketball players in the world.
Yeah.
Like the biggest pop stars. Like,
yeah.
And whether it be popular sports or popular music. I mean, these guys are at the top of their game. And there's a very good chance one of your friends might have just gotten drunk and puked on one of them.
So I was really excited about that. Really excited. I was pretty proud of my guys.
Yeah. Oh, I've done both. I've been cool a lot of times and screwed it up twice.
What were the two?
The main one was Wale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw Wale at WrestleMania.
All right.
We were at an indie show, some small thing, and we were having drinks right next to him.
Yeah, he's a massive wrestling fan.
Huge wrestling fan.
So I was at Summer Jam, like the rap station used to run, and I'm backstage, right? And I'm like, somebody I know's girlfriend is the record person. So she's just like, just be cool back here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right. Plus, it's not our station event. So he's passing by a few times, but I'm not going to say nothing. And then the person I was with was like, you're from D.C. Like, say something. And I like try to be like, hey, well, and the security guard was like, no, 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 man. And I was like, no, 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 it's cool. Like, I'm from PG. And he's like, whatever, dude. And I was like, all right. I met T.I. and was cool, and he was cool.
Yeah. What sucks, I mean, that's the security guard's job, but I bet if Wale would have heard you, he probably would have been like, what's up,
dude,
bro?
The security guard was right. Like, trust me, my instinct was to not say a word, but the person next to me was like, come on, this is your chance.
Yeah.
And I kind of, and I, you know, had a few beers, and I listened.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
what's the other one?
What was the other one? I don't know, but the Wale is the only one that hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
One day.
You'll get your revenge.
That's right.
Hey, I have a crazy idea.
All right.
It's been a segment I've been thinking about wanting to do on this podcast for a little bit, and it's called, I had it called Steve's Dumb Question, but it's more of why not? We'll just leave it at that.
Steve's Dumb Question.
Production value.
It's only the best for Luke Wilson.
I like that.
I got dice. You're going to roll the dice. We're all doing it. And then I wrote down a bunch of dumb questions, and then it's just going to be whatever it lands on, you have to answer that question.
All right.
Are you in? Oh, we're out of time.
I'm in. Let's do one round.
And I don't even know if I have the right numbers to correspond, but we'll see. What do you got? What number?
Is that a one? It's a skull. Oh, no. What's the skull?
It's like a zero, I guess.
All right, so I guess I got three.
Okay. This is a stupid one, too, but it's Steve's dumb question. If you were a naked superhero, what would be your name?
Tuna Can.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Tuna Can? Well, I'm naked, right?
Dude, that's great creativity on that. I'm trying to think over here. That's pure gold.
I'm like going with Dong Man, and that's so simple and stupid. And like
Dong Man,
dude, Tuna Can,
Tuna Can.
Okay, I'm just gonna roll.
All right.
I have one.
You got one.
Yeah.
All right. What's your biggest weakness?
Oh, In like what regards? Like life?
Sure. Well, however you want to answer this.
It's my biggest weakness.
I mean, you could have gone easy.
You could have said your knee right now.
I don't know. Like, that's a deep question, man. I'm like really reflecting on all my weak spots right now.
You could have gotten away with murder on this question. You'd be like, bro, my knee. I just got it effed up. Yeah. That's weak right now.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, you set yourself up, though.
Yeah, I would say my biggest weakness is probably like whenever something extreme happens, most people get angry, but I like laugh. It's like with this political stuff, like yeah, someone would be thinking,
like, you're having a ball with this.
Dude, someone like some staunch Republican or Democrat will say something like so far offside, and I'll be like, oh my God. I'll be like, I love this guy, man. And then people think I'm like a bigot or something. I'm like, no, I don't actually like him like for who he is. I just think it's great.
You love the entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? So right now, that's kind of getting me some hot water here and there.
All right.
No. Steve's got to roll.
I got to roll. Yeah. All right.
Sorry, I was hogging the dice.
That's all right. They're nice and warm.
That's right.
I got, looks like, well, I got one as well. Should I just roll again?
Roll again, Steve.
Roll again. All right. I got three.
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah. God damn it, man. Roll again.
These dice
just
are
a
rigged.
Follower. I'll do it over
here. We're not playing craps with Steve.
One again.
I have to bet the craps every time.
There's no zero. Jesus. All right, two.
Two.
Yes.
Well, this is an easy one.
Okay.
What would you put in an adult pinata?
Oh.
Do I give the, is this any stage of Steve?
What would you put in an adult pinata?
I would put edibles and maybe some MDMA.
Oh, nice. All right.
I said, if this is no rules.
There's no rules here.
This is make-em-ups. Not really make-em-ups, but there's no rules. So yeah, I'm going with edibles and MDMA.
Nice.
And fruit slices.
I want to be at this festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did one time at a college tailgate see two drunk guys hold up a pinata and like they had their drunk friends swinging at it, right? And we were like, that seems pretty stupid. And then when somebody finally busted it open, they had filled it with miniature bottles of booze.
That's pretty badass.
That's awesome.
And everybody, like, and all the adults were like, yeah, yeah, candy, whatever. And then it was like, booze! And everybody, like, jumped in.
That's great.
All right, so I guess our time's up.
Yeah, man.
I know, Luke, you got things to do. It's been good. It's been real. When are we going to get you back? In like another 7 or 8 months?
I feel like as long as Cyber Luke doesn't upset you anymore, you know?
We're towards the end of the season. So.
Okay.
And the funny thing is I backed up the truck and I'm giving you all this money. When Madden 18 comes out, I'm getting a new one. So all that stuff doesn't even matter. So of course there you go.
He's getting a new you.
It's messed up.
Maybe the next Cyber Luke will be a little bit more easy to manage.
No, see, now you know why Cyber Luke's asking for guaranteed money. He knows in a year he's done anyways.
Yeah, it's all over.
Right?
It's a solid point.
Oh, you know? Cyber Luke, he's got it all figured out.
Fight against the man. Steve's a man right now.
Here I thought he was a dick. He's just smart.
Steve Allen.
Don't look at me in the eyes. Is that true?
What's true?
There was a rumor that people said that Paul Allen, any of his workers, cannot look at him directly in the eyes.
No, that's not true. There's honestly, I have not had many interactions with Paul Allen. But
I've never heard that one. That sounds ridiculous.
That was like a running rumor for a while.
When I had my knee a couple weeks ago, he was one of the first guys who came to the locker room, came right over, checked to see how I was doing, wished me best of luck, and was like, he didn't have to do that.
No.
So I'd be very surprised if that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to pull that move on somebody. Like at one of our events. Like, don't
look at me.
Don't look at me.
Right? Don't look me in the eye. Are you eyeballing me?
Enough with this. In fact, turn around every time you see me.
Right?
That's great.
All right, Luke, it's great having you anytime.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man, good to have you back.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you on the field soon.
Did I do better than my performance last time?
Your performance was great last time. That's the funny part.
You know about... Bud,
it was,
you did better.
Oh, yes.
I expected better. Glad to see it happen.
You brought it. You are the first star of the game.
Step in the right direction.
First star of the game. You get the Timbits.
You know, I love it, man. Oh, the Timbits. I was about to do the Michael Irvin quote, but I thought better of it. You know?
I don't want
to
know what he does with Timbits.
I'm spending time by myself. I just love it.
That's crazy.
All right, let's get 10. 10 more. This is the new Metallica. Again, we're playing Metallica every week until the album comes out, which is just a couple more weeks.
Well, I was like, when does that album come out, Steve?
November 18th.
Oh, you're on it.
Yes.
All right.
All right, so 10 more. I hope I can do this, Ted.
You got it, man.
All right, here we go.
Oh, boy.
1, 2, 3, 4,
That does look painful when you get up, dude.
Getting up is not easy.
I thought you were just playing, then it's like, oh, I forgot. Your back hurts a little bit.
It's down to my ass now.
That's not a good thing.
I probably shouldn't play hockey tomorrow, huh?
Healer Bob.
Is he available in the morning?
Might be.
I know a guy, too.
Bring them all to me.
Go see Drago, man.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
All right, thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast. Luke Wilson, thanks again.
Appreciate it, guys.